and the sky is a hazy shade of winter.
We do seem to have many shades of winter here around Western Washington. Depending on where you are, maybe it's rain, maybe it's ice, maybe it's snow. I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington, who's here to help us make sense of this wintry mix, and Cliff to tell us a little bit about what to expect next.
Well, first, the temperatures got pretty cold last night, a lot of places below freezing. And so as this light rain falls into that cold air and the cold surface, we're getting some freezing rain reports around the lowlands, you know, near Puget Sound and up to a few hundred feet. Then some of the higher elevation locations, particularly in the Kitsap, may get and are getting a little bit of light snow. So we have that mixture in the lowlands. Fortunately, it'll warm up later in the day, so all the freezing stuff will be over. And for the rest of the day, we'll have mainly showers and clouds. On the other hand, the mountains are going to continue to get hammered by snow. I mean, there's been amazing amounts of snow in the Cascades. We're talking feet. Right now, they're about 150% of normal. The Olympics are about 250% of normal. There's so much snow at Mount Baker that they have trees falling and the Mount Baker highway is closed.
Let's come back to that in a second. With so many different things going on, if you rely on one of those simple little weather forecasts that just gives you an icon, you may not know what's happening in your area, I guess.
Well, you can't believe the icon at one location. So, I mean, this is a perfect example of a day that you just can't look at the SeaTac forecast for your locale. There's tremendous variability, and that's all caused by the mountains. The Kitsap gets heavy snow because when we have southerly or southeasterly flow, the air tends to rise up as it approaches the Olympics, and they get heavier precipitation, and often that means snow. On the other hand, if you're in a rain-showered area, you'll get nothing. So the variability here is what makes it exciting.
Is that going to continue tonight and through the weekend?
Well, I mean, the story is pretty much a repeat day after day with a few minor variations. There's a deep cold trough over the eastern Pacific. And so that's going to keep us in cool, showery air. Most of the heavy stuff will go south of us into southern Oregon and California. So the mountains down there, the Siskiyous, the Klamath Mountains, the Sierras, they're going to get feet of snow. Up here, we'll get inches of snow in the mountains and just light showers, but you know, cold, cloudy weather for most of us in the lowlands.
That's Saturday and Sunday?
That's Saturday and Sunday. Now, the only details will be that there'll be some weak disturbances. And as they come through, precipitation will pick up and the winds will pick up. So I think later on Saturday, late Saturday afternoon and Sunday, the rains will pick up and there'll be more wind. The same thing late in the afternoon on Sunday. So cloudy, showery, a few periods where it'll pick up and get a little windier. Temperatures only getting up into the mid-40s, so it's going to be one day after the other like this. And maybe there's going to be a little bit of a break on Monday, but we seem to be locked into this general pattern.
Are we going to need to watch out for slick roads over the weekend and going into Christmas?
Probably not the next few days. I don't want to forecast all the way out till Tuesday and past, but it looks like it'll be warm enough that we won't have to worry about ice and snow on the roadways down near sea level. Tuesday looks like it'll be a day that'll be kind of, you know, showery like the rest of it, maybe a little bit cooler. So I'd like to hold off on that day.
Okay, well, tell me a little bit more about snow in the mountains. It looks like they're getting 3 or 4 inches of snow every day at the passes.
Well, some days a lot more than that. It's interesting that the Cascades and the mountains of British Columbia are getting more snow than anywhere around North America. I mean, there's more snow at Baker than there is at any ski resort in the United States right now. We've been hammered by this situation that has been so persistent for the whole month, this deep trough over the eastern Pacific and moving cool, moist air into the Northwest. I mean, we've had this pattern for now almost 3 weeks, and the result is that most of the area has had a lot more precipitation than normal, and it's been cold enough that most of it's been snow in the mountains. So we're talking about 150 to 200% of normal of snow in the mountains, and there's no hint that this is going to end very soon.
I guess we know where to head if you want a white Christmas.
That's right. Don't go to Colorado. Stay here.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. He joins us every Friday. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.